Pandemonium in Paris after France overpowered Croatia 4-2 to win the World Cup on Sunday, giving the French team its second World Cup victory in 20 years. No dull moments in the fast-paced 2018 final in Moscow, which was at one point interrupted by fans who ran onto the pitch. A penalty kick, a ping-ponging shot from inside the box, and a hard low strike from 19-year-old French phenom Kylian Mbappe, but the underdogs couldn't overcome the deficit.
What was supposed to be a fun-loving sale turned into a PR headache for Build-A-Bear. CEO Sharon Price-John apologized on NBC Friday morning for a, quote, heartbreaking sale gone wrong after the company shut down its Pay Your Age event on Thursday due to staggering crowds and shortages at some stores.
Uber's chief people officer is out. Leanne Hornsey resigned Tuesday following an investigation into how she handled allegations of racial discrimination at Uber, becoming the latest executive to depart the company as it works to recover from a string of scandals over more than a year. The anonymous group says it's made up of employees of color and alleges that Hornsey denigrated, discriminated, and retaliated against both Bernard Coleman, global head of diversity inclusion, and Bozoma St. John, who was head of Uber brand until quitting last month.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Monday. It is July 16th, and it's 5:09 in the morning. Good morning to you, and welcome to our program, and thank you for tuning in this morning. Another edition of The Opening Bell, and another business day, another business week getting underway. And on the broadcast today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the aftermath of the Papa John's branding issue. You heard on Friday that the chairman of Papa John's resigned from his post as chairman on the board. They're also removing a lot of the branding of Papa John's after that racist comment. He said the N-word during a conference call. Nicole Ertis is here today, founder and president of Free Range Brands. We'll bring in her for our first conversation this morning in just a few seconds. And a little bit later in the program, we'll talk a little bit about Twitter. You may have noticed some of your Twitter follower numbers decrease over the last week or so. That's because Twitter has been killing bots and fake accounts and sort of anonymous accounts as well. We'll talk a little bit about how that's affecting the bottom line at Twitter and how it may impact you. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, shares are lower in Asia today after China reported its economy grew at a lackluster 6.7% annual rate last quarter. Markets this morning in the U.S. are pointing toward opening gains, but just barely on Wall Street, up about 31 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures are up less than a quarter of a percent. And in Europe, markets are generally mixed, with the FTSE lower in London, the DAX is higher, and the CAC is lower. The rest of Europe, the Nikkei off 409 points, the Hang Seng off just a fraction, and the Shanghai is lower this morning. Looking at oil, oil is trading at, let's see, $69.98 a barrel. A couple of stories we're watching for you. Most U.S. business economists expect corporate sales to slow down over the next 3 months and hiring and pay to rise with them. But a majority of economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics say the corporate tax cuts that the Trump administration pushed through Congress have yet to affect their plans for hiring or investment. The administration had promoted its tax cuts, which were heavily tilted toward corporations and wealthy individuals, as likely to raise worker pay and promote corporate investment and expansion over time. The survey also said a majority of respondents from goods-producing companies said their companies were delaying investment, raising prices, or taking other steps in response to the Trump administration's trade conflicts with other nations. The average price of gasoline fell by about a penny a gallon over the last 3 weeks to $2.94, but still considerably higher than it was at this time last year. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the average price is 63 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. Front and center this morning, let's talk about Papa John's. The chairman of and founder of that group is out. That company is out after this racist comment, saying the N-word and some other things during a conference call. Nicole Ertis is founder and president of Free Range Brands and is with us this morning. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, when you saw this, what was your first reaction from a branding expert's point of view?
Well, I guess it's twofold. I mean, John Schnatter has waded into these waters before, so not surprising, but it continues to be amazing that senior leadership of these organizations think that they can continue to speak like this and that their community isn't going to be outraged. So it just is amazing that they can't get it together and figure it out.
I can imagine the conversations that were going on behind the scenes at Papa John's to push your founder out and also to remove his likeness from all of the marketing imaging stuff. That's going to be the next step in all of this. That's a huge step, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, they really haven't changed their imagery in probably 20 years. So I think they could probably do it as a natural evolution of a brand refresh versus something that I think their target audience might see as shocking. So I think it's probably something that's not so hard to do. All brands do it in time. They haven't done it in a while. And I think it's the right step for them.
In terms of the loss of potential customers here, how much do you think they're going to have to be dealing with that in the immediate aftermath of this fallout?
You know, what we see is that these sorts of issues tend to be more of a lightning rod in the news and with investors. But shares rebounded more than 10% on Thursday with the news of his exit. And when you look at the overarching drivers of pizza and why people choose Papa John's or pizza in general, it really gets to the product, the customization, and the speed. So my guess is it's probably going to be a blip, and I think they're going to recover just fine.
I'm curious to know, this guy, obviously, we've talked with you before about free-range branding and exciting different ways that people can go with branding. Does this give Papa John's the opportunity to try something like free-range branding?
I think it gives them a lot of opportunity. They've probably been weighed down by the founder as it's been. And really, when we think about what is a free-range brand, it's brands that recognize that the brand is no longer the hero, but the community is the hero. And if you look at Papa John's, you know, it's one of the brands that is so forward in being a hero because the brand is named after the founder. But when you look at brands like Blaze Pizza and Mod, they're all about community being the hero. If you look at their home pages, it's everybody's Instagram feed. It's about how the community can take over the brand, and the brand's job then becomes to facilitate the conversation and to service the community. So I think this is a great opportunity. They've got a relatively new CMO that recognizes this from Wendy's, and, you know, bringing out a way that they can start to become more engaged with their audience socially is going to be a big opportunity for them. Right now, that's a big gap for them.
Yeah, but it sounds like from that explanation that they're going to have a road to hoe here, aren't they?
I think they will. I think ultimately, you know, getting against who they are now, which is Pizza Hut and Domino's, is going to be a tall order. But I think they recognize that there's a road ahead. They have very strong awareness. They have fairly good loyalty, so they've got, you know, some equity that they can cash in for a little bit as they rebuild, but I think that's something that they need to do in order to stay relevant into the future.
Nicole, hang on with us. We're going to continue our conversation this morning with Nicole Ertis, the founder and president of Free Range Brands. We'll talk more about Papa John's and more about Free Range branding.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the major stock indexes ended last week with some minor gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 94.5 points Friday to close above 25,000. The NASDAQ Composite gained 2 points, enough for a new record close. The Standard & Poor's 500 was ahead 3. Amazon's shopping holiday is here. More than half of American households have a Prime membership. Analysts say sales could hit $3.4 billion during Prime Day. Target, meanwhile, is offering school teachers a 15% discount on pens, pencils, hand sanitizers, and more through July 21st. Teachers say they spend on average $479 out of their own pockets every year to equip their classrooms. GE has dumped its healthcare and oil and gas business, but that could put even more pressure on GE Power, the gas and steam turbine business that will be the biggest part of the company once the transformation is done. Falling orders for fossil fuel equipment have forced GE to lay off 12,000 workers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. We're on this morning with Nicole Ertis, the founder and president of Free Range Brands. Our conversation this morning on the immediate crisis facing Papa John's, the pizza company where John Schnatter, the CEO and former CEO and founder and chairman, is out after this crisis that he caused really last week, saying the N-word during a conference call and some other stuff. Nicole, let's extend this conversation a little bit, talk about how branding is changing in the restaurant business. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but give us a sense of where it's going.
Well, what we're seeing more and more is food is really emerging as the foremost in pop culture. If you think about food and foodies and Gen Z and millennials, they've really been taking the foodie culture to new levels. And this is much bigger than pizza. It's really what's on the plate. It's part of the conversation. It's part of a social dynamic. So when we see a lot of brands, like starting really with Taco Bell and Denny's, and even Dunkin' Donuts recently launched the Saucony running shoe, people are embracing food brands almost more than food and restaurant brands, even more than other types of brands, where they're really gathering around and creating community around these brands.
You mentioned Taco Bell. That's the ad that I've seen the most recently. And I think there was maybe a Hardee's ad that I've been seeing where they they have the branding folks, the people who are the influencers, I think, on Twitter and YouTube, some of them especially, who have started doing their ads on regular TV.
That's right. They have really, really done what most brands have neglected to do. If you think about Taco Bell, that brand could never have made its way as an authentic Mexican food brand. And what they decided to do was really try to become a cultural icon and start a conversation and make their community the hero in the journey, rather than talking about the brand and the ingredients and the product. And if you back to Papa John for a minute, if you look at what they're doing, that's all they do. They talk about their ingredients. Their whole positioning is about their ingredients. It's about their product. It's about their brand. It's about their brand hero, Papa John. That's very old school and traditional. But when you see these new brands, what they're doing is they're elevating their audience. They're elevating their community. And a smart brand leader now, rather than trying to lead the conversation, is creating strategic entry points for the community to lead the conversation.
Nicole, in watching some of those ads, and perhaps I'm out of the demographic, and that's the answer, that's going to be the answer, and I'll accept that. But when I watch some of these ads, I spend about 20 seconds of a 30-second commercial saying, well, who is that that's doing this commercial? I'm guessing these ads are not meant for somebody who's 50 years old.
Well, most of these demographics aren't even watching TV. So what we're seeing is not what they're seeing. There's a whole undercurrent that's going on online, and the brands that are getting that are the ones that are allowing. It's a great way to get your community to start interacting with you, because TV is, again, if you think about it, it's a one-way broadcast message. By its very nature, it locks your audience out. It shuts down the conversation from dialogue to monologue. And so just as a platform, it doesn't achieve that. But that said, Taco Bell does still make most of their revenue off of, you know, their traditional consumer base. So, again, similar to Papa John's, what you see about, you know, what makes the news and what gives the brand some great cachet might not necessarily be the volume driver. They still supplement with, like, traditional old-school awareness measures such as TV.
And so the branding that's happening that you've been talking about online, who's the biggest recipient of that online? Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? Is it WhatsApp? Who's getting the most of that?
Yeah, more and more tends to be Instagram, a lot of YouTube, and still Facebook. I mean, people think Facebook is kind of for parents now, but Facebook still dominates, and platforms where people can contribute. Like, for example, if you look at the new brands in pizza against Papa John's that are really stealing share and are the fastest growing chains right now in fast casual restaurants, Blaze and Mod, both of their homepages are just people eating their pizza, uploading their Instagram feed. So these brands, such as Instagram, have done a great job leveraging their platform to be able to create an opportunity for consumers to build brands.
Yeah, the I am on the webpage, one of those webpages now. The pizza looks delicious. I want some right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. But if you notice, that's secondary to the community that's driving the trend.
Nicole, it's been a while since we chatted with you. What's going on in your world of free range brands?
Oh yeah, thanks. I'm more and more I'm helping brand leaders figure out how to turn brand messaging into community building. I mean, it's such a change in our business right now, and you know, because of social media and because of the way we build brands today, the idea of building a community versus building a brand really gets down to the fundamentals of the models that traditional brand leaders were taught on how to build brands. So I'm helping agencies and brand leaders figure out how to start the process of building a brand from how do you start by building a community, and then what role does the brand play in that community versus starting with the brand.
I'm guessing you're always in demand, aren't you? Because you're very busy online. I always see that online.
Yeah, doing that online and doing a lot of speaking too. So it's been great.
Well, Nicole, it's great talking with you as always. Thanks for being with us again this morning here on The Opening Bell.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Nicole Ertis is the founder and president of Free Range Brands. You can find more online at freerangebrands.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Davis with today's NO Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoNO.com. ProxyPix, a new Chicago-built app that launched in May, allows real estate companies to pay individuals to take images of properties without having to drive from place to place. Users can purchase photos for $5 per image, and photographers get paid $3.25 per image. Elon Musk's brother, Kimball Musk, is bringing his New York-based urban farm company, Square Roots, to Chicago's South Side neighborhood of Englewood. Square Roots, which grows leafy greens in a hydroponic system inside repurposed shipping containers, says it produces more than 50 pounds of greens per container each week. And Foley, an education software company based in Westchester, Illinois, has acquired Fishtree, a tech company in Chevy Chase, Maryland, that provides a web-based platform for K-12 and higher education learning. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. That's today's NO Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoNO.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk on Wall Street right now, markets are pointing toward a flat to positive open to the day. Dow futures are up just 11 points. S&P futures have gone negative now. NASDAQ futures are up just 5 points. Let's get the latest on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. Well, even before the threat of a trade war with China and other countries threatened to cost them billions of dollars, American farmers are feeling the squeeze from fluctuating crop prices and other factors that have cut their overall income in half in recent years. Don Bloss, who grows corn, soybean, sorghum, and wheat on his farm in southeastern Nebraska, said he's already seen a few neighbors quit farming as they struggled to make a profit even before the trade battle began. He said they aren't making money. One has said the banker is giving up on them. And as some of the economists are saying, some were given the go-ahead for another year, but boy, you start looking at these lower prices and the extra costs that are out there now, it gets tough. That, according to John Weber, who farms near Dysart, Iowa. Per bushel soybean prices down 19% since May to a 10-year low, corn down more than 15%, and at current prices, most farmers are losing money on corn, soybeans, and pigs. And as we look at last Friday, we saw in the grain market, soybeans dropped to new lows because of the trade war. Corn futures following soybeans lower as well. In livestock trade, kind of a two-way market, livestock futures mixed on Friday, hogs sharply higher, live cattle narrowly lower. That's the story on the marketplace and trade tariffs. I'm Orion Samuelson. Have a great day.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. A couple of other developing stories since we've been on this morning. First, on the tariff situation, China's government has filed a World Trade Organization case challenging President Trump's plan to raise tariffs on Chinese goods worth $200 billion. in that escalating dispute over technology policy. Commerce Ministry's announcement today comes less than a week after the U.S. Trade Representative proposed the possible second tariff hike following a measure targeting about $34 billion worth of goods. The one-sentence announcement gave no details. Washington imposed the tariff hikes in response to complaints that China steals or pressures companies to hand over technology. A former cabinet minister from the ruling Conservative Party in the UK has called for the British public to be consulted in a new referendum on whether Britain should leave the European Union. The former education secretary there telling the BBC today Parliament is gridlocked over Brexit. She says she and other senior Conservative Party lawmakers favor a new vote. She says she would campaign to keep Britain in the EU if a new referendum is held. There is mounting pressure on Prime Minister Theresa May, coming from both sides of the Brexit debate, to do something. Her recent white paper outlining plans for a common rule book with the EU over trade in goods has infuriated those who favor a complete break. Parliament will debate aspects of the Brexit plan a little bit later on today. Now let's check tech trends.
From ABC News Tech Trends, it's Amazon Prime Day. What's your shopping strategy? Every year, Prime shoppers take to Amazon in droves, searching for the best bargains and deals. At kickoff, members getting access to more than a million discounted products for 36 hours. But before you click buy, ABC's Becky Worley says there are a few things you need to know.
Many of those discounted, more than 20%, will come up as lightning deals. Limited time discounts that go live and sell out quickly. If you click into the menu, choose today's deals. You'll see what's live now, and this tab offers a glimpse at upcoming offerings. Find one you like and you can click watch this deal to receive notifications when it goes live.
Remember, the sale only applies to Prime members who pay up to $119 a year for expedited shipping and digital media access. One more tip. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial. Just remember to cancel it before the month is over. With Tech Trends, I'm Mona Rivera, ABC News.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Monday, July 16th, Commerce Department releases retail sales data for June this morning. Also, the Commerce Department releases a report on inventories for May. Elsewhere on the calendar, we'll get a look at the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. And also some earnings due out today. Bank of America and BlackRock release earnings before the opening bell this morning. Shares in Deutsche Bank jumped about 7%. After the German lender said it expects a pre-tax profit of about $820 million for the second quarter. The unexpected announcement is a rare piece of good news for Deutsche, which has been losing money for years, lagging its global peers and struggling to find following after the global financial crisis. Elsewhere on the earnings calendar today, we'll get Black Box Corporation, also J.B. Hunt Transportation Services, and also Avid Bio Services on the calendar today. Looks like Netflix will be after the market closes, Comerica after the market closes, also First Horizon National Corporation. And tomorrow, Johnson & Johnson will be out with earnings out of the gate first thing in the morning. Looking ahead to the rest of the week in terms of the calendar, industrial production report coming tomorrow. The housing market index is due as well. Then on Wednesday, we'll see mortgage applications from the Mortgage Bankers Association. On Thursday, jobless claims and also leading indicators and a report on natural gas coming on Thursday. Just some of the things that could move the markets as we move through this week.